Refugee advocates and the Greens say they're horrified that Australian federal police officers use so-called beanbag bullets to quell a demonstration at the Christmas Island Immigration Detention Centre. The rounds are supposed to stun someone without killing them. The beanbag bullets were used, along with tear gas, to break up a protest by around 300 people on Saturday night at the Northwest Detention Centre. Immigration Minister Chris Bowen says the AFP officers were acting within their use of force guidelines, and he respects their decision. From Canberra, Naomi Woodley reports.
The Immigration Minister revealed on Monday that officers from the Australian Federal Police Organisational Response Group used tear gas to break up a protest by around 300 asylum seekers at the Christmas Island Detention Centre on Saturday night. The AFP has now revealed that officers also used synthetic bullets, known as beanbag bullets, fired out of a 12-gauge shotgun. The Immigration Minister, Chris Bowen.
They have confirmed that they used what's known as a beanbag bullet, and like you, I needed some education as to what a beanbag bullet is. But as it's been explained to me, it's a bullet which the worst damage that can be done is bruising. It's like a little mini beanbag which comes out of a gun-like weapon.
He says the police were responding to a genuine fear about a protest which he's described as violent. Chris Bowen says it left immigration officers and staff from the centre's operators, Serco, in need of help.
Certainly there was a fear and an indication that there was a violent protest on that particular night, that it was necessary to do that, and that DIAC and Serco officials needed the assistance of AFP because there was a very volatile situation on that evening.
Chris Bowen says around 70 detainees escaped from the centre on Friday night and 100 on Saturday. He's confident they've all been returned.
My advice is that the vast majority are in. Of course, there are ongoing headcounts just to confirm that everybody is in, but certainly my advice is that almost all detainees are inside the centre.
The minister says there was another protest overnight, but it was peaceful. He acknowledges the situation there is tense and frustration levels among detainees are high. The executive director of the Refugee and Immigration Legal Centre, David Mann, says long wait times in detention are causing asylum seekers enormous stress.
Why is processing taking so long? Why are so many people being held for so long? When the policy that the government announced promised that people would be released from detention for the duration of processing after initial checks for health, security and identity. The second question is why is it necessary to keep so many people under these sorts of conditions in remote incarceration?
The AFP says the use of the beanbag bullets will be subject to a routine investigation, and the Minister, Chris Bowen, has already announced an arm's-length inquiry into the way the weekend's events were handled by Serco and the department. David Mann says he doesn't know of the bullets being used in immigration detention centres before, and an independent inquiry is urgently needed.
It is critical that there be a full independent inquiry with terms of reference which are broad enough to look at the context which has created this situation, and as part of that, to look at how it is that the use of force came into play and why.
The Minister, Chris Bowen, says he respects the decision of the officers on the ground, and the AFP says it's acting within its guidelines for the appropriate use of force. But the Green Senator, Sarah Hanson-Young, says the government has some obvious questions to answer.
Who indeed authorised this type of force to be used? When was the Minister made aware of that people were planning on using this type of action? And of course, what on earth could be used to justify this type of action and justification for this type of action on vulnerable asylum seekers?
The Green Senator Sarah Hanson-Young, ending Naomi Woodley's report.